Yes, ladies and gentlemen, y'all know what it is when y'all hear that sound of D'Angelo in the background. That means it is another amazing edition of Real Life, Real Talk, guaranteed to knock your socks off this Saturday afternoon, all right? From the north to the south, from the east to the west, please do not stress. Why? Because you know you are blessed. It's your hostess with the mostest, Tyler Campbell, a.k.a. Mr. TC Speaks, Mr. Real Life, Real Talk himself. I am live, I am wild on your radio dial with a smile on my face. Energy to waste. That's right. And if you're looking for inspiration, unity, empowerment, and community, then watch this. Watch this, ladies and gentlemen. It is guaranteed. It is guaranteed that you are in the right place. So you already know the deal. Let's go, ladies and gentlemen, so that we can grow. And I don't know about y'all, man, but it's hard to beat your feet against this Texas heat. Wherever you are across the country, I appreciate you all listening in and tuning in. I don't take it lightly, but I sure hope it is a lot cooler for you wherever you are. Hope you're in the AC somewhere, because down here in Austin, Texas, man, it is 95 and blazing. We've gotten a lot of rain in the past couple of weeks, but, man, the sun is here and summer is setting in. So I appreciate everybody for tuning in. This is the Horn Radio Station. We are live. We are local. We are digital. All right. So please download us off the SoundCloud. If you're missing episodes, you want to go back and download episodes off the SoundCloud. Continue to support Real Life and Real Talk. Tell other people about what we have going on. You can go to the Horn website. You can download the Horn app. Take us everywhere that you go. If you're trying to get in contact with me directly, listen, I'm not hard to find. All right. My email is Tyler@TCSpeaks.com. All social media platforms, I am at TC Speaks 32. Okay. Reach out to me. Let me know what your thoughts are of the show, whether it's good, whether it is bad. Listen, your feedback is valuable. And I gauge my content that I produce. I get it together based off of you all as listeners and the things that you are struggling with, the positive things that you have been through. This is a show for the people. It is for the community, for us all to get better. And your feedback is so incredibly valued. And that's how we stay connected. That's how we stay joined. That's how we stay together. That's how this show constantly continues to get better. And so I thank everyone for bringing in more and more people each week to engage and to listen and to share and to grow this station. Y'all know me. I come from a place of humility, and I do not take it lightly. So when it comes to the emails that I received last week, ladies and gentlemen, I got to dive into this thing, because when I get going, you know, I cannot be stopped. That boulder is rushing down that hill at 100 miles per hour. Yo, you better move and get out the way, because I got something coming. So a lot of the emails that were talked about last week were individuals were saying that, man, I'm going through what I'm going through, TC, but how in the world, why in the world, rather, am I continuing to encounter so many obstacles, right? It seems like the same problems keep coming to me, just in different areas or from different people in my life. Like, what exactly is going on? And I want to stand in between for somebody who's listening in. I'm not going to say any names. I'm not going to say any emails. You know who you are. I want to tell you, the problems among us come from the problems within us. Let that marinate on your cerebellum for a second. This is your boy TC, and I'm coming live and direct on your radio dial, speaking directly to some of you who wrote in those emails. The problems among us come from the problems within us. And so the important thing is, like, sometimes you have to do some self-reflection. Ladies and gentlemen, a lot of times people are encountering the same problems just in different areas. That means you've got to start examining yourself. You've got to start looking inwardly at yourself instead of outwardly looking at the setting, looking at the people, looking at the business, looking at the area in which you keep constantly running into the same problems over and over again. All right. So you've got to start understanding that there are some changes that you have to make personally. It may be the tone in which you convey things. It may be the body language that you give off. It may be the unfiltered tongue, perhaps, that you may possess. I don't know. I am not sure. You're going to have to do some thought process and some soul searching and some self-reflecting, because the problems among us that we continue to encounter are not because of the outside world necessarily. The problems come from issues within us that have not been dealt with. And the importance of you being able to deal with this thing is imperative. And the reason being is because you are standing in the way. The reason why they constantly are continuing to happen to you, the reason why you're constantly arguing with people, the reason why some people are not processing whatever it is that you're speaking to them, is because your life is trying to grow and get stretched to another level, right? But the man up above is trying to provide you situations in your life to let you know that he can't get you there because you're not ready to go there, because you haven't made changes within your life, man. Come on, y'all got to hear me, somebody. You got to make some changes within you. And some of us are stubborn. Some of us are stuck in our way of doing things, and we want to wash, rinse, and repeat this thing over and over again. But I'm here to tell you, bro, you can't get to that next place unless you make some internal changes. So let a man, let a woman examine himself or herself first, because if you don't, you're going to continue to run in this rat race of being in a circle, and the problems are going to continue to mount up. You're going to be stressed. Health issues are going to start to mount up, because we all know stress is that underlying indicator. And then you can't grow and be who it is that you need to be for your family, for yourself, for your business, for your coworkers, or just for the overall betterment of the community, all right? Problems among come from problems within us. And y'all, you know I'm so geeked and I'm so incredibly excited, right? Because I got an amazing accomplishment. We got an amazing accomplishment done from ProPlayerFoundation.org. Y'all visit us at www.ProPlayerFoundation.org. This photo novella project that I constantly have been speaking over. Listen, we finally got all of the artwork and all of the dialogue done, man. Finally got the way of being able to tell the story of an MS diagnosis through comic book characters. Picture yourself reading old school comic books, and you know you got the bubbles and the clouds of the dialogue. You got these amazing drawings and artistry to help convey a story that really draws you in, versus reading your average textbook. Yo, that's what you're going to get from the photo novella of Tyler Campbell, right? And it's going to come out in Spanish, and it's going to be the actual depiction, the first ever depiction in comic book form of an MS diagnosis from the perspective of yours truly, Mr. TC Speaks. And it's not about me. It's to help people understand what that diagnosis could potentially look like. Maybe the questions you should have. Maybe even it's not MS in your own. Maybe it provides insight of health issues that you may have and questions you may be needing to ask a doctor for. This photo novella project is for that. And it is going to cause an uproar in the community. So y'all stay tuned to ProPlayerFoundation.org, www.ProPlayerFoundation.org. We will have announcements on this photo novella. But your boy TC is so incredibly excited, right? Because this has been a work in progress for like almost a year, right? It was just an envision that Mary B and I had, the leader of Pro Player Foundation. Like, how can we create more awareness for MS? And it's like, yo, let's do something we've never been done before. And I'm here to tell you, like, field of dreams, right? If you build it, they will come. And some of us are talking ourselves out of the ideas that we have. And I just want to tell somebody today, yo, just get started. I could have never imagined that this photo novella has come out the way that it has, to be able to depict this story, my story. But the fact that we got started, yo, life provided then. But some of us are at the stalemate, and you got to get started. And here's the hang up. Listen, where you start is not going to be where you finish. So understand that just because you get bogged down at the start, if you stay committed, if you stay consistent, it's going to look differently at the finish line. All right. So photo novella project on the Educate, Elevate, Collaborate project of multiple sclerosis that I talk about. Keep visiting www.ProPlayerFoundation.org so that we can get this buzz out in the street. And I want to tell somebody today, thank you. All right. Here we go. Thank you. My shout out of the week before we get into the messages on the other side of this break goes to Shelby Canyon Walden, who had never tuned into this show. She sent me a tweet on Saturday, and listen to y'all, this is what she said. Shelby, you are my shout out. She said, wow, Tyler, I just came upon your broadcast completely by accident. Yo, thank you, accidents. This morning I listen to 104.9 every day. I also have multiple sclerosis. Look how the man just get started, and you'll see that more people are in your life. I'm 60 years old and was diagnosed when I was 25. Overall, I have I have been very lucky with the disease so far. You are such an inspiration. Tyler, you are an amazing speaker, an inspiring speaker, and I will continue to listen in. Listen, Shelby, to anybody who else who's listening in, please, if you've got something in your heart to give, yo, give it. I will shout you out. Shelby, thank you for tuning in to this show. Personally, I'm happy you stumbled on me by accident. I'm not mad at all. There's a reason. That's why I consistently show up to this show every Saturday to give it everything that I have with every fiber of my being. Not for me, ladies and gentlemen, but I know if I don't show up, there's going to be somebody who's missing out desperately on a message that they may need to put on their conundrum, to put on their mindset, to be able to get through or to feel accompanied by, like somebody is walking through whatever it is that they're going through with them. So this show is not about me. It is about we. I love y'all and I respect y'all. And I take so much pride in coming into this studio, given everything that I have. I'll catch you guys on the other side of this break. And then we'll dive in more to what this message is. Yo, take us out, Big John. Welcome back to the second segment of Real Life, ladies and gentlemen, and Real Talk. It is your hostess with the mostest, Tyler Campbell, a.k.a. Mr. TC Speaks. Yo, happy to be back with y'all. Got a dynamite show planned before. Yo, tune us in. Click on SoundCloud. Replay these episodes whenever they come. Share these messages. Download the Horn app. You can text in 512-337-3776. All right, we are a show for the people. Y'all send us in. Let us know what you're thinking about the show. Let us know what happened to you guys this week. What more you're looking forward out of life. Yo, whatever it is that you're going through, this radio station, my show, we are an open book, all right? Let's connect. Let's stay together. Let's stay unified as one, for that is how the community gets better. So keep your text messages rolling in. I thank y'all for your participation. Had so much to get through within the first segment, but I want to segue more into what it is that we're going to be talking about. So without further ado, I want my man Big John, if you can, cue that TC Speaks for me, please. Good, good, good. Thank you so very much, Big John. I appreciate you. Y'all stay with me on this. This is a little bit more in depth and deeper than what I've done in the past. I don't want to lose anybody for what I'm about to tell you, but it is a challenging question that I want to put on your cerebellum so you can really let it marinate and ask yourself if you are living your life centered around ways to honor this statement in which I'm telling you. So stay with me. Have you found something to die for yet? Have you found something to die for yet as a man or a woman on this earth, all right? And y'all know how much I love MLK, some of the quotes that I love from Dr. King, studying him for so long, other people who are wordsmiths of generations prior to me. That is one of the biggest quotes. This is one of the biggest quotes that stands out to me, and it's something that I challenge myself with, and it provides an added level of passion and approach for way I live my life. I know if it has done it for me, it can do it for you, so that's why I share it with you for Real Life, Real Talk Nation, all right? Martin Luther King said, if a man hasn't found something to die for, then he is not fit to live. All right. Someone needs direction and clarity as you are listening into this show, because you're still searching for that purpose. You are still searching for that thing that you're supposed to be living your life by. And you've got ideas. You've got thoughts in your head, but you can't distinguish. You can't select. And I want you to put that question down on a piece of paper and ask yourself, if you've lived your life in such a way, are you living it to say that you have found something that you are willing to die for in life? And I think the easy things are there, but I want you to think deeper as well. You've got your wife, you've got your husband, you've got your kids, you've got the family, you've got those things. Those are the quickest things that people will say to die for. But it's my thing for Dr. King. I think he was talking about what added level of service in your own life do you believe in so incredibly much, that you believe in so strongly, you believe that this thing actually makes a difference in the hearts and the minds of others, that you are for certain willing to lay your life on the line for it because you believe in it so strongly? What is that thing for you? All right. You've got the family. We know that. But there's an added level of servitude that is required from the blood that is generated within your veins that you must be willing to die for because you believe in it so strong. And I need people to understand that that is why I come consistently to this mic each and every day. Because I know that the words that I am utilizing are not from me. They're from the man up above. And so I've got to utilize those things to reach the masses. And I put my life on the line. I stand behind what it is that I'm doing because I know that my son is looking at me. And he's going to say to himself, Dad has found something. He's found something that he is passionate about, that he believes in so much. Why? Because it's making a difference in the world. Even if it's just the community, even if it's our neighborhood, because my dad believes that it makes a difference. I know that I can find something like that in my life. That's what I need in my life to have true happiness, true joy. To be able to prevail in my heart. So that is my challenging question for the day for everybody listening in. I quote MLK, if a man hasn't found something to die for, then he is not fit to live. What is it outside your family love? Because we know those things are true and we know those are the easiest things to touch. But have you found something else in your life that you are willing to die for? And it requires that added level of service. When I approach this microphone, y'all, this is service. I truly believe I have servitude in my heart and my words are utilized to connect. The words are not mine to keep. The words are from the man up above. And it is my duty to spread whatever it is on my heart to help bless the lives of somebody else. And I will die for the betterment of my brothers and my sisters so that it helps them get to a place further and faster than I have gotten to. And so we can all be able to break through and make it through. All right. Again, what is that thing that you must be willing to die for in life? Do you have it? Have you found it? Do some soul searching for yourself. It will uplift you throughout the days in which we live. All right. And speaking of laying your life on the line, it's kind of the focus of what I wanted to segue in for today's work to be about. And I want people to channel their inner samurai. That's the title of this message, right? I want people to channel your inner samurai. All right. I love this. Y'all, if you've listened to me before, y'all know how incredibly much I love and respect the martial arts. As somebody who grew up watching old samurai movies and watching old kung fu movies and reading subtitles at the bottom, I love that culture. I love that warrior lifestyle. And the way of the samurai is something that really and truly it captivates my mind. The way that these warriors would live and the way that they would approach their lives. You know, a lot of people don't really understand the term samurai. It may mean warrior now, but when it was first cast out and first started out, when the relevance of the term was first presented, samurai actually means servant in Japanese culture in the early days. And so when we talk about having that samurai mindset, understand that what it once was is not what it potentially became in terms of the meaning of the word. It started out as servant, and it was something that nobody wanted to be associated with. Nobody wanted to be samurai. It was a servant's definition of a word. Understand where you start is not where you finish. Again, so as the term slowly begins to get massaged, as the way of the samurai starts to manifest itself throughout the country of Japan, it then turns into bushi, or i.e. the term warrior. All right. Over time, again, where you start is not where you finish. The term cultivated from servant to warrior. And, you know, anytime I hear servant in something, yo, I jump on tiptoe anticipation. Right. But one of the most famous samurai of all time was a man by the name of Miyamoto Mushi. All right. The greatest samurai who ever lived. And he battled with the sword for the very first time when he was 13 years old. That's the first time he started getting in dual sword battles. And what made Miyamoto so unique is he was one of the samurai who donned his swords, and he used two swords whenever he battled. If you know the samurai, you know they use the katana blade, the long sword with the curve at the bottom. yo, Miyamoto was able to do this in master swordsmanship where he utilized two swords whenever he battled and whenever he dueled. He became a Ronin. And what a Ronin is he's somebody who actually instructed himself, taught himself because he did not have a master. He actually taught himself in the wilderness how to become a master of the swordsmanship. He ended up winning over 60 duels, all right? Again, most notably doing so with two swords in battle. And he goes down in Japanese culture as the greatest swordsman and samurai to have ever lived. I fell in love with reading more about this man who overcame so much, somebody who was cast out or lost his master and ended up teaching himself the art of swordsmanship alone in the woods on his own personal journey to be the best because that's what he wanted. He was self-taught and notably goes down as the greatest who ever lived. He also became a philosopher, became a monk, somebody who really and truly, when he put down the sword, actually picked up the writings of the pen and thought about how he could cultivate ways in which battles could be won. All right. He became a master of the art of war. He developed a book called The Book of Five Rings. And his most notable quote, I love this. His most notable quote, he says, "There is nothing outside of yourself that can ever enable you to get better, stronger, richer, quicker, or smarter. Everything is within. Everything exists. Seek nothing outside of yourself. All you need is from within." And what I want to tell somebody today, whatever it is that you're going through, whatever it is that you are trying to strive and get through and go to the next level, you don't have to look to the left. You don't have to look to the right. It won't even necessarily be TC. I may be on the mic, but you have to develop something that comes from within. You have to have a catalyst within your spirit that says, I'm going to get through whatever it is that I'm going through. So many times we look left, we look right, we look up, we look down. I'm telling you to get enchanted with yourself and come from within. This is a man who taught himself about swords and mastered the artistry of the samurai from within all by himself, working on his craft each and every day. Yo, how hard are you working? You say that you want this. You say that you need to do this. A better person, a better father, a better woman, better on your job, better at any and every facet of your life. But are you consciously working on this thing day in and day out? Or is it something that you just speak about? Where are your actions? All right. Miyamoto was a man of action. And because he put the action when nobody else was looking, he notably goes down in history. And I looked at the way he worked and I looked at the principles that he lived his life by. And that's the principle that I wanted to equate and bring up to you guys in the next segment. Principles 1, 2, and 3. I want to bring these principles out so that you guys can start working on your inner self, live by these principles on the daily and challenge yourself to be better, to get closer towards whatever it is that you desire out of your life. These are your desires. I'm just trying to give you the tools to go out and chase them, ladies and gentlemen. Tyler Campbell, a.k.a. Mr. Real Life, Real Talk himself. And we're going to get in on the other side of this break on the three principles in order for you to live your life in the same way at the samurai. Yo, thank you, Miyamoto Mushi. The spice of life, man. Y'all can't see me out there, but I'm standing up, I'm dancing, and I'm grooving, man. Earth, wind, and fire, right? Yo, whenever you saw them in concert, they took up the whole stage, right? One of those true bands that had everybody in the orchestra. Everybody, man. You had all the horns, you had all the guitars, you had everything. And the sultry sounds of Maurice on the microphone, man. Earth, Wind, and Fire, Let's Groove Tonight. They are our playlist. Big ups and great music. Y'all know I come with it every Saturday, not just through the words, but I'm giving you good groove music, taking some people back, you know, with Earth, Wind, and Fire. It's Tyler Campbell, a.k.a. Mr. TC Speaks, coming live and wild on your radio dial. I'm at TC Speaks 32, Tyler at TCSpeaks.com. Send me a message. We are live and local, and we are digital. This is the Horn Radio. Listen to us everywhere that you go. Get to the website. right? Download the Horn app. Go to SoundCloud. Download these messages. Spread them throughout the atmosphere. I'm here because I love y'all. I respect y'all. And truly, we are on a mission together. And I want to see each and every one of you climb that mountain to reach the top. And I know that if you're a real life, real talk listener, you are also somebody who reaches your hand behind you to lift up your fellow brothers and sisters, to lift them to the mountaintop as well, because that's just the way that we rock. All right. So we're talking about the ways of the samurai today, and talk to you guys briefly about Miyamoto Mushi, who is possibly one of the greatest, or is known as one of the greatest samurai warriors to have ever lived. And the samurai individuals are very unique. You know, I'm channeling my inner childhood watching a lot of these kung fu movies, but the ways of the samurai, in which the way that they conducted their lives, there's a lot more that went on behind the scenes to them. There's a lot of honor. There was a lot of discipline. There were a lot of sayings. There was a lot of loyalty to oneself and to the person around them within their camp, so that they could do the things that were necessary and to fulfill the missions and accomplishments of the clan. All right. A lot of times people get caught up in the battles and the usages of the sword. But what I wanted to utilize Miyamoto Mushi and his sayings for, especially coming from the Book of Five Rings that he wrote, was there was a code that the samurai lived by. And big ups to my neighbor, Edwin Schneider, man. Shout out to my neighbor, Edward, who he and I had a long conversation about the samurai. And it just got me clicking. And you know, listen, nobody comes in contact with individuals by chance in your life, right? People are always strategically placed. And in everything, as you go through, as you talk to people, as you walk by people, take the approach as you live that the day that these people were sent. And you, vice versa, were also sent. So if you aren't living your life accordingly with the right core values, if you don't have yourself aligned for whatever it is that you are supposed to be doing in your life, the people who come across you won't be able to receive something that they need from you. And vice versa to the other counterparts, they have to make sure that they have theirs in order as well. So you got to be always looking through life at a different lens. Everything, every person, every tree, everything has the capability to speak life back into you. Yo, but you got to be open to receive it, and you got to be looking through life with your high beams on, waiting to receive a word that could help you get through whatever it is that you are going through or answer much needed questions for you in your life. This is your man Tyler Campbell, aka Mr. TC Speaks. And the first principle that Miyamoto had listed for us to abide by in the Book of Five Rings, and he's just talking, he says you have to know the difference between loss and gain. Write that down. Know the difference between loss and gain. I want to break this thing down and make it personal for you. I think many of us in our lives have gone through situations where we walked into something and we thought it was going to be a big gain. We walked into something, we put money down as an investment, and we thought that it would be a big gain. We prepared a recipe to my ladies. Well, you in the cooking, you were in there cooking in the kitchen, putting it down in the kitchen, and it looked good on TV. Yo, you thought that it was going to be a tremendous gain for your family, only to reveal that it turned out to be a loss. And vice versa, there are things that we got into that we thought would be a loss, that we thought would be an L in our life, that we thought that it would be a barrier that could not be crossed, only to find out that something happened in our lives where it presented itself where we turned a loss into a gain. So as you're listening into me right now, I want you all to think about, as listeners, what were those moments in which you had a gain in your life, or you thought it was going to be a gain and it turned out to be a loss? And then what were those moments in your life where you thought the situation that you were going through was going to be a total loss, and it ended up being something that you flipped into being a total gain for your life? Yo, send us a text message, 512-337-3776. I'm encouraging people to look within your life. You are a walking testimony. Look back over your life. What are the things that you have been through that either were a gain, or things that you went through that turned out to be a loss? What were those things? Because people have the capability to learn from whatever it is somebody else's life. Send me an email and write in 512-337-3776. That is something that Miyamoto said a person must have the mindset of understanding about life. All right. You have to first and foremost understand the concept of gain and understand the concept of loss, because it prepares you cerebrally about how you're going to handle life's triumphs and life's downturns. And if somebody can understand how to ride that wavelength, If you can start to get through those things and see the perspective in each and every event that comes in your life, the good or the bad, yo, it allows you to channel your emotions from a different way because your perspective is just that deep. It changes the way that you look at the world and the problems, the joys that come your way, the triumphs that come your way, the tough times, the sicknesses and the ailments, the wounds that come your way. When you get that mindset of being able to ride that wavelength, and understanding that, it changes you and makes you strong as an individual, all right? Man, for me, quite frankly, I'm going to be real life and real talk with y'all. I'm going to be honest. I remember getting into the meat business very early in my life. My wife and I are freshly married. We live in an apartment off of Tech Ridge. Shout out to Tech Ridge, North Austin, right? We married. We live in. We like, yo, we're going to save money for a couple years. Boom, we're going to move into the home. My wife starts going to get her master's in social work from the University of Texas. Our funds are very thin. I'm probably like the only one. I'm the only one working at this point. My wife has her little internship. We got the student loans rolling. A lot of people get it twisted. You think just because I'm Earl Campbell's son that you walk into royalty like that. I want people to understand that, like, my wife and I, we went through a lot together. My money, Tyler's money ain't Earl's money. You know what I'm saying? Straight up. And so we had some tough times being married. And so in the meat business, I finally got like a call to come through, a cold call, and got the appointment set up for Meijer Supermarkets in the Midwest, one of the first hypermarket grocery chains in the country. Before there was Walmart, you know, there was Meijer Supermarkets. And I think I've told this story before, but it turns out that this situation was a gain that ultimately became a loss. I'm being vulnerable with you. I make the sale, you do the sale, and sometimes you put the cart before the horse. You know, you make the sale, but when you make the sale, your routing has to be right to get sausages up from Texas all the way to Michigan for Earl Campbell Meat Products. And the sausages got there, and it was a grand opportunity, a groundbreaking opportunity. The meat business had never been that far north with Earl Campbell sausages before, all the way up in Michigan, all the way up in Kentucky. And I landed that chance in the early 20s. I'm telling my wife, like, yo, we rolling, baby. We finally about to get some dividends to come in off of this sale. And we're going to uptick, and we're going to be okay as a family. And I'm going to be able to provide. You keep doing your school thing, and it's all going to go down. Do y'all know that when the product delivered, all the labels of the Earl Campbell hot links and smoked sausages were falling off of the product? I mean, like, you walk into the store, you know, you see labels on sausages. Like, our labels were literally falling off. You could see the sausages before you saw the Earl Campbell. Labels were on backwards. Some of the labels were on different products. They weren't matching. So here we are for this grand opportunity. I told my wife I'm going to be able to provide. We got this breakthrough sale, this monumental sale that's coming through. And when product delivers, it turns out that the labels are on backwards or not even on at all. I ended up losing that business so quick and so fast. I thought it was going to be a tremendous gain. It turned out to be a loss on my end. But lessons were learned from that experience. Look, Tyler, you go through the order of operations whenever you are guaranteed to make a sale. You'll make sure everything is right. Make sure the freight is right for the company. Make sure manufacturing has it right. Make sure we have enough product on hand. Make sure we're not shorting our customers. I changed the way that I did business moving forward. So even though I lost, I lost very quickly after the gain, there was still a lesson to be learned and to be taken away for the principles of life. And when we talk about somebody who lost but gained, yo, that's my MS journey. I thought it was a loss. I never would have fathomed that MS was going to paint the perspective and allow me to live the life that I'm living to this day as a patient with MS. It has taken me all over this country through the gift of words. It has given me something to stand on. It's given me credibility as a man. It's given me purpose as a human being. So some of us who are looking in, yo, we are experiencing some losses in the beginning, but understand if you comb through that thing with a fine tooth comb, there may be a blessing. Yes, I know the cancer that you're going through is not fair right now, but somebody else is watching you. Maybe a young kid is watching you go through the sickness and ailment that you're going through, and the way that you approach your life, the way that you're able to smile on your face will give hope to that other young kid who is going through the same thing that you are going through up there in Houston, Texas, in the medical district. You never understand truly what you are capable of. But if you understand that there is reward in gain to loss or loss to gain, it totally allows you to walk through life with a different perspective, knowing that no matter what, I'm going to win today. Oh, I'm going to win today. And that is what Miyamoto is teaching us. I'll catch you guys on the other side of this break. We'll pack this thing up with two more principles, and we will get you guys out and away for your rest of your Saturday. Tell a friend to tell a friend. We got it going on Real Life, Real Talk. More Earth, Wind, and Fire to come. Take us out, Big John. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Tyler Campbell, a.k.a. Mr. TC Speaks, a.k.a. Mr. Real Life, Real Talk. Send us a text message, 512-337-3776. I know y'all are grooving to the amazing sounds of Earth, Wind, and Fire. Yes, the Earth, Wind, and Fire. That song right there, Devotion, man, that's a special one. I used to, one of my biggest chores that I could not stand doing was sweeping the floor Sunday after all the dishes and all the stuff that either... you know, my brother and I would be in charge of after Mama cooked Sunday dinner. When my brother left for college, you know, kitchen was all mine. And y'all started listening to more Earth, Wind, and Fire. My mama had, like, the greatest hits album as a teenager. And, man, this song, Devotion, bruh, woo, just a powerful song. I, like, get lost in sweeping, put that thing on repeat. A powerful song, man. We need devotion. Thank you. Big shout-out to Earth, Wind, and Fire. But we're coming into our last segment here, and if you're just tuning in, yo, shame on you. Shame on you. Now, go back to SoundCloud, play back this message if you lost the earlier messages. I mean, didn't get a chance to listen to, rather, the earlier segments. But today, we are diving into the way of the samurai, right? And I'm asking everybody to take on that mindset as you're living your life. And the samurai, most people just think it's all about battling. Most people think it was all about the sword, the katana, and conquering and dividing. Fighting and pillaging things all throughout Japan in those times, and there's another side of the samurai. So we kind of walked through the sayings of Miyamoto Mushi, who's one of the greatest samurai swordsmen to have ever lived. Somebody who was a ronin, meaning somebody who was trained, or he had to train by himself because he lost his master. He became a swordsman at the age of 13, and he actually ended up becoming a philosopher and a monk on the tail end of his life. And in doing so, he wrote about crafty ways in which you are supposed to attack war, also as well as, you know, codes in which you should live your life by, codes in which the samurai live their lives by. And number one, one of the principles that I gave you came from the Book of Five Rings that he authored, and it was knowing the difference between losses and gains and losses in life, how you decipher between the two, basically saying that there are lessons to be learned. What are the things in which you thought you were going to gain in life? Ultimately, they turned out to be a loss. And what were the things that you thought were going to be a loss when you first entered those seasons in your life, but turned out to be an actual amazing gain? All right. Because your ability to ride that wavelength, your ability to decipher, your ability to understand that there are greater things at stake through the highs and lows of your life allows you to create a mindset, to create a heart set, to create a shift in spirit for yourself that no matter what comes your way, as long as you stay focused, you will be able to prevail. All right. Powerful statement. One of the next ones I want to walk you guys through that Miyamoto listed was develop intuitive judgment and understanding for everything. Develop intuitive judgment and understanding for everything. Y'all break that thing down, and I separated it thing into my only Tyler Campbell standard version of what Miyamoto was saying. And to me, he's saying, yo, be able to act and make conscious decisions stemming from your own feelings, all right? Being able to not necessarily act off of emotions whenever you're presented of anything that can take place in your life, good or bad, like be able to act more so don't just necessarily be able to go after emotion. Get deeply in tune with the feelings that you have dwelt deeply within your heart. All right. Don't think with your eyes whenever you're going through situations. Instead, listen to your heart. All right. Break that thing down. Tyler Campbell said it, TC Standard Version of the Dictionary, don't think with your eyes, instead listen to your heart, right? Because I feel like the heart is what the man up above always speaks to anyway. So if you are listening to your heart, that means you already got guidance and direction over your spirit, right? Because that heartfelt, those heartfelt moments, those are the things I want people to obviously get more in touch with deeply. And those are the things, if you look at your heartstrings, it will help you have intuitive judgment and understanding for everything that you go through. But a lot of times people go off of what they see. I'm here to tell you there are certain things in life that you're going to have to walk by a certain level of faith. I always tell people to like jump. You're going to have to bet on yourself. You're going to have to take leaps in terms of being able to get where it is that you want to be, man. You have to take some jumps and you don't necessarily know what the landing is going to be like. There are some things that you're going to have to go through that you don't really fully know how the narrative is going to shape or going to take shape or going to come together. And what I want to tell people is you're going to have to depend on greater things outside of your eyes, and you're going to have to start listening to your heart, because it will give you sound judgment and understanding. And if your heart is not in the right place, then obviously that means your core values are going to be all out of whack, and that means you're going to miss out on opportunity because you don't have yourself built to be able to receive anything that is going to help you take to another level. All right. So you're going to have to let a person examine himself. What is your heart set? Where is your heart at this particular time? Have you taken care of things in your past that need to be dealt with? Are you in a position right now to be able to receive what life has for you, because your core values, your treatment of people, the things that you value most, you've got things ordered in the right place. You're allowed to be laser focused on what could possibly present itself for you in the future, simply because you developed an intuitive judgment and an understanding for life. All right. And the way that we do that, again, is we are tapping into our heartstrings, ladies and gentlemen. All right. So that is principle number two. All right. Develop intuitive judgment and understanding for everything in life. And I think my wife and I's relationship has gone to another level over the last 2 months. Over the last 2 months, there's been a lot of death in our family. There have been a lot of problems that we've had to solve. And on the surface, I got to be honest, yo, it's been a very, very tough and dark time within the Campbell household. But the one thing that I think that my wife, if she was here right here next to me, y'all heard her, you've seen her on the show. My wife is 100% authentic. She will tell you that Tyler and Shayna's relationship has gone to another level in marriage. Why? Because we've had to depend on each other. We've had to be sound in our judgment and understanding of each other's emotions and what it is that we go through, how we handle pain, how we handle loss, how we handle hurt, how we handle triumph, how we handle every single facet of emotion. And I feel like I have a deeper understanding. So although the walls of life may be crumbling around us in all four corners of the room, y'all stay with me, somebody, because I have a deeper level of understanding and judgment through the interactions with my wife, and I can play off of her emotions, and I know better yet what she's needing from me as her husband in this time. I have to say, in the midst of our brokenness as human beings, yo, we are still prevailing. All right. So it all depends on how your core values are and what your heart set is. And are you listening? And are you understanding what people are trying to convey to you? And are you listening? Are you waiting? And are you understanding what life is trying to present to you in all facets of the way that it works? You got to have your radars on. You got to have your spidey sense on. Shout out to Messiah Campbell. My son loves Spider-Man. You got to have your spidey sense on and really understand what life is trying to teach you, because life is and always will be, yo, the greatest teacher. But you got to have that lens. You got to have that heart set. Now, this last one, last principle is important. I stole this one. This didn't come from Miyamoto, but it definitely comes from one of the greatest war authors of all time, coming from the Asian culture. And it comes from Sun Tzu and his book, The Art of War. And he said, the battle is won before it even starts. Mic drop on somebody. Let that marinate on cerebellum. Woo, we almost went the whole time and I didn't even say it. Let that marinate on cerebellum. The battle is won before it even starts. Tyler Campbell, Standard of the Version of the Dictionary, write this down. Your separation is in your preparation, ladies and gentlemen. Your separation is in your preparation. What you do behind closed doors before you enter into that boardroom, before you sit down and have that long conversation with your wife, before you sit down to try to instruct your children in the way in which you should go, before you try to convey to your employees, yo, this is what we're going to have to do, and this is why we do it. The success of whatever it is that you are trying to convey, it solely depends on what type of preparation you have done behind the scenes for the plan to be executed. And I'm here to tell you, my man, shout out to my man, My neighbor Edwin, he said that this is the slogan that Bill Belichick has in the locker room. The battle is won before it even starts. I can't say Bill Belichick done had it in the locker room all these years. You know, it can't be a bad thing. Patriots winning all those Super Bowl rings over those decades. All right. The battle is won before it even starts. In this culture of war that Sun Tzu was talking about, he was talking about the strategic plans and he listed them in which you attack the enemy. The battle should already be won before it even starts based off of your preparation for what your enemy has waiting for you. So how many people are taking life seriously and you are actually preparing yourself to have a drawn out plan to succeed in whatever endeavor of life you are trying to go in? And the way you draw out that plan, ladies and gentlemen, is based off of your research. Based off of your preparation for any environment that you are choosing to go in, whatever field you are going in, how much have you put preparation in behind closed doors where nobody else is looking to be able to go out there and dominate? So a lot of times when I approach the stage, I expect come 5 people, come 100 people, come 1,000 people. Yo, I expect to walk off of that stage victorious because I know that I put myself in position to be able to research what the crowd needs. And I expect, ladies and gentlemen, I have expectancy in my heart to walk off that stage successful. And those are the things that you need in order to get out in the world and make a difference. Those are the things that you need to bear the fruit that other people are going to need to break off of so they can get to the next level in their life, because we're talking about an art of service. Yo, shout out to the samurai culture. You spoke into Mr. Real Life Real Talk Tyler Campbell today and allowed me to convey that message. Enter the way of the samurai. Live by this code. Thank you, Miyamoto Mushi. Thank you, everybody else who's tuned in today. I will post this thing on all my social media at TCSpeaks32. And I'm asking people, let your heart prevail you when eyesight fails you. You've heard me say it again. We dove into those principles. Thank y'all so very much. I love you and I respect you. Let's go, ladies and gentlemen. Wow. So we can grow. Peace.
Has gone too far. You think we've gotten too radical with our message? Well, I got news for you. You ain't heard nothing yet. And if you don't know, now you know.